This week, we have been checking in on really what is truly a once-in-a-lifetime Olympic Games. This morning, I spoke with Boston Globe reporter John Powers from Tokyo about what he's seeing on the ground there and what we can expect in the remaining days of the competition.
Well, what's interesting is the sound of silence. As you know, the spectators are not allowed in any of the venues. So watching the women's all-around final in gymnastics, and it was like watching the podium training. There was almost no sound except for the coaches and teammates kind of cheering people on, and of course the volunteers who are here. But you don't get that enormous, roof-raising sound when someone lands a great trick.
Do you think that that lack of vibe and feedback from an audience affects the performances of the athletes?
It does. I think a lot of athletes derive a lot of energy from that, and they really get pumped up, especially in a team sport where you score a goal and the whole stadium goes crazy. It's funny, originally there was the feeling that the Japanese would benefit from not having any foreign spectators. Then they don't have any of their own spectators. So the home advantage that the Japanese normally would get, they don't have. That said, they have performed very well here. It's been an interesting games because it's been delayed a year. So you have an awful lot of situations where people who would not have been in these games last year are here now, and others who probably wanted to retire a year ago are here. So you are seeing people winning medals that you might not normally see.
You know, I know we don't have any local athletes in the gymnastics competition, but I also know it's part of what America has been watching with bated breath, especially after Simone Biles choosing to withdraw from two different rounds of competition for mental health reasons. Key moments, highlights, surprises in watching the gymnastics this week?
Yeah, I think what was interesting is, obviously her teammates didn't know. I think they may have had a sense, but when she basically just walks off the floor and it's up on them, they were able to rally and still win a silver medal. And then Suni Lee, who was the number two gymnast, comes and wins the all-around, which was extraordinary. It shows the depth of the U.S. team. And I think what you saw when they won the all-around was that the U.S. dynasty is still ongoing.
Is there a swimming dynasty, too? I know you're covering swimming as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's been a little more of the Americans are still winning medals, not a whole lot of golds. And I think we haven't quite figured out why that is happening. I think clearly the rest of the world is getting good. But, you look at a Katie Ledecky, who had never won anything but gold, suddenly gets a silver right off the bat, and then suddenly she is off the podium entirely. So I think what they're finding is that it's a much more competitive world, and other countries are also doing well. There's been a great games for the Chinese in the pool, the Japanese, Great Britain. So I think the day when the Americans own the pool pretty much is over, but they will still, I think, probably top the table there, but it's no longer a given.
So we're a week in, and I wonder, what is the scene, either inside the arena or outside of it, that you've witnessed this last week that most sort of plays behind your eyelids when you close your eyes at night?
Every game I've been to, there's an enormous buzz. There's an enormous feeling. You don't get that in the city here, and you don't get it inside. I mean, normally you go around a host city, and there are banners and murals and, slogans. You don't see that here. The Japanese people are not particularly enthralled about these games, or at least not bringing in 200-plus countries in the middle of a huge pandemic. So I think it's been downplayed, and you see that inside the arena, too. You walk in, and you almost have to make sure, I better pay attention because I'm not going to hear any noise in this place. You really have to be, I'm much more focused than I would normally be.
And any competitive moments that have taken your breath away?
I think what was interesting is watching the U.S. women rally around in the middle of this thing. Because one thing that I think people may have heard, you only have four women on the team this year. It used to be seven. Now it's down to four. So when Simone Biles withdrew, every woman had to go up on every event with one hand slip, one fall, and they might not have won any medal at all. So that was what was really exciting. I think it made it because with Simone, they were probably going to win very easily. So I think that was the biggest suspenseful moment of these games so far. Could they hang in? And they did.
So here in the States, Biles has received just a lot of widespread support from athletes, fans. What about there? Have you been hearing about her decision from athletes there? And what's the reaction been like?
I think there is great sympathy. Certainly a lot of the athletes Now, especially, I think there is so much pressure, especially with you know, the athletes are all over social media. Everyone knows them. They can be very critical on social media. So I think there was a feeling that they are applauding Simone for admitting that that is not easy. I mean, a lot of people think, who wouldn't want her life? You know, she is rich, she's famous. And I think the level of expectations on her was just enormous. So I think there's a lot of empathy for her.
We have a lot of New England athletes there. I think we've all been watching and rooting for them. I know Rashida Ellis from Lynn, the boxer, had a disappointment this week.
Yeah.
Have you been watching any of the local athletes? And what can you tell us?
So far, it's been a disappointing games for them. We had two fencers that didn't do very well. The rowers were shut out for the first time in history. No U.S. rowers won medals. So pretty much what we're looking for now is in track and field with Gabby Thomas in the 200, El Puria St. Pierre in the 1500. There are possibilities there. As you say, there was a surprising loss by Rashida Ellis. She went out in her first bout. So I think things are now kind of shifting to what's ahead. Fewer athletes will be competing, but I think the ones that will have very good medal chances.
What are you going to take away from this?
Well, I think it's funny. A lot of people are looking forward to Paris in 2024. I feel badly for the Japanese organizers. This is not something that they had prepared for. We are trying to consider or at least get some joy out of these games because always that's what they're about. And it's very hard when the emperor opens the games and is reluctant to use the word celebrating, which is part of what he's supposed to say. These are really kind of a downplayed games. I've never been to one that's been like that. So we're looking forward to, ideally, a different and better world in 2024 in Paris.
First thing you're going to do when you get out of your required 14-day quarantine there?
I am going to have a glass of wine. I'm just looking forward to getting out into the city and seeing the actual Japanese people. We've been very gracious. The people that we've dealt with, you know, the volunteers, have been wonderful.
So I will have a glass of wine in your honor tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
John Powers, reporter for the Boston Globe. John, enjoy the remainder of your time and that glass of wine when you get it.
Thanks so much. Sayonara.